Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven past the hour on another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and JJ's off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the cumulative manifestation, the attention that I have to stunning information, and the absolute power I have over the audience. No, maybe not so much. But I think that I was destined to do this. Isn't it amazing how people sort of get into something that they were destined to do? Like I've said publicly, my son was destined to be a father. He's so fabulous at being the father of Jasper for the last couple of months. You can just see it. It's in every pore of his body. And some people are like that with other people, with maybe the things they like to do as hobbies or the things that they do for a living. I've just been fortunate. I found something that I was pretty good at, I made a few bucks at, and that I have been able to stick with my entire life. And I think that that's something you could wish for almost anybody that you know as far as success is concerned, if that's what they deem success to be. There are various ways of marriage. There's a Freudian slip. That's not something I'm successful at, or nor do I really attempt to attain that distinction. I think you have to apply your juices to things that you're really excited about. And let's face it, a lot of people are not that excited about being married. They get married because they think they're supposed to be married, or that's what society deems is, you're a mature person if you can have a relationship with somebody or get married and last for a while. I don't get that at all, but that's my keys to the kingdom were never marriage. Being a father was, being a broadcaster was, being a farmer was, and all those things, I feel quite confident in the fact that I have done a good job. And I wonder about you, Holly. What do you all think? I don't address this to Jennifer and Victoria necessarily just then, but to everybody who's listening, what have you aspired to in your life that you've attained and are still at and are still good at and still like it? You know, think about that a little bit. It could be a sports activity. I know my father was a golfer. He aspired to be a good golfer, and he was the best golfer in Massachusetts until he was 88. Won all tournaments, all, amateur. He was not a professional. So that's what he cared about. He wasn't so good at caring about a lot of other things, but he was great at that. And so what I'm suggesting is you pick out one thing, or maybe you've already realized that there's one thing in your life that you do that you really are extraordinary about, and your interest is extraordinary, and your ability to accomplish whatever it is necessary to be good in that, you've found it. I just wish that for you. You think that makes sense, ladies? I mean, we all have found things that we're good in. Do we really like doing them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting. Just, I mean, what I was thinking about when you were talking about it is that, I guess, in my own life, I think that there is, I can't say, like a lot of people at this time of year, they'll do a vision board or I want to manifest this. Mm-hmm. I want to be here. That was never me. I have a lot of friends who were like that. They said, by 30, I want to be married. And sure enough, by 30, they were married. By 35, I want to do this with my career.
Divorced.
And then sure enough, they were able to get it. They were able to get their goals and accomplish stuff. I'm not like that. I consider myself, and I don't mean this in a negative way because I think this word is like, it has negative connotations, but an opportunist. When a good opportunity, something that I value, presents itself, I work harder than almost anybody to try to be really good at that and to try to get something that comes along to me. But it's interesting, and I don't know if that's passive, if that's living passively, or if that's... I don't know.
Let me speak to that for just a second, because I've never planned to do what I've done. It just,
yeah.
I did it. I didn't think, I better do this by tomorrow. No, I just did it day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And maybe that's the way, I mean, everybody's different. Victoria, did you sit down
and say at a certain age, all right, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be married
now
this time.
I fell into everything. But I think what Jen's reminding me of is that old saying that I find to be incredibly true, that when people go, oh, I was just lucky. Well, then the old saying is luck is actually what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes.
Jen is prepared.
Totally.
So, and so, like, when the opportunity comes up, Jen's done her homework. I mean, I feel like I'm like that, too, especially with my career. Like, I've worked really hard to learn as much as I can in every position that I've been in, and that's prepared
me
for when something... Yeah. I'm in my pajamas every day, so...
Yeah.
Living the dream, baby.
Exactly. I mean, maybe I'm just, you know... But I think that Jen's right. Being an opportunist does have a very strange negative connotation. But I think that that's exactly the right attitude. Is that be prepared, do your homework, be ready, because opportunities will come all the time at you. You just need to be able to recognize them and know which ones are going to be good for you. And
that doesn't just go for your job. It goes for life. You meet a woman,
totally.
You meet a man, you meet a partner,
well, any
you
goal,
meet
financial
friends.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess and I'm not trying to say, oh, my way's the right way, because I really believe everybody is different. I'm thinking of one person right now who's in my life who literally plotted out her entire life when she was like 19, and God love her, she has just checked the boxes through her life. But I would feel like if I did that, I would have missed a lot of really cool
things.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Like, 100%. Think about where you end up and the people. I mean, we would have never known each other. If I had manifested what I wanted to do in high school, I'd be sitting listening to people moan about their problems, sitting in a a psychologist's office.
But you're kind of like a psychologist.
You're still doing
anyway.
That now.
I know. But in a different form. But like, we wouldn't have met each other. I mean, think about the what ifs. If you hadn't followed certain paths, you wouldn't come across some of the people that are the closest to you, which is unfortunate.
I used to think, like, my friends who had everything mapped out, you know, where you're going to go to college and then grad school and what, you know, what company you want to work for. And I have friends who have made all those things happen. And some of them are pretty miserable right now. Like, oh, I wish I had, you know, been more open to other avenues. And I wish I had maybe, you know, not been so rigid in this career path where I maybe could have done something else. And I just feel like I'm so happy that things have just sort of revealed themselves in my life the way that they have. And they've unraveled the way that they have because, my God, if I had planned everything else, who knows what I wouldn't have in my life.
Your life is unraveling. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I just sort of let stuff... No.
Yeah.
No, everything's... I love my life. I just think that I've allowed things to just... I've allowed the universe to just present itself in a way that I have not tried to manipulate
it.
And
you can't really.
I trust in the universe, so...
Yeah, me too. Yep. All right, so how do you suppose Ghislaine Maxwell is doing following... Do you think she spent her youth dreaming about a guy like Jeffrey Epstein? I want to meet a guy like that who's a lech who takes women and... is that or not? She's an opportunist.
And I'll take his lech business to the next level. I'll just help him out.
Yeah, that's
right.
More than a lech. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, now that the trial is over and she's been convicted... Apparently, her lawyer says, well, maybe we should have another trial because one of the jurors who convicted her has been talking a lot. But I don't know that there's a law against that. Matter of fact, I think you find after
I was wondering
a lot
that,
of these
right,
things.
Right? You can talk. If you're I've never been on a jury. I've never been picked. So I don't know what the rules are. Yeah.
Once it's over, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's do they tell you that? Like while you're...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they say you can't talk about it with anybody, and then now you're free to talk about the trial if you choose, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, this juror has talked about being a victim of sexual abuse as a child, and so that's where all of this is coming from. I don't know.
Why would they put somebody on a jury for something like this if they were involved in it? That might be.
Well, no, you would want someone who's sympathetic to sexual abuse.
Oh, yeah, but if you've had that experience, sympathetic is one thing, but the experience is another. I think that would taint a juror's point of view.
That's what Maxwell's lawyers are trying to make.
Right.
Yeah. They're trying to make that case. But I don't know that you can do that. Once jurors have been decided on and agreed upon by both sides, I don't know that you can go back on that and say, oh, wait, you know, that person was tainted. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of room for a mistrial here, but, you know, that's what lawyers do. They're going to try to get
a new one. But that's what they're supposed to do. to try to figure out the best path for their client, and that would be
Lawyers are not interested in finding out the truth or what's right and wrong or who's guilty and who's not. The lawyer's job is to represent his or her client to the best of their ability and get them off whatever they're charging.
Yeah, and to try to find legal loopholes.
That's what a lawyer does. That's it. End of story. Was Governor Hochul, is that how you pronounce your name? Was she a lawyer before?
Hochul.
Was she a lawyer before getting into politics? A lot of people that get into politics are lawyers.
I do not know.
Mm-hmm. She's announced that they're going to legalize the sale of to-go alcoholic drinks in New York. This is a critical revenue stream. One wonders about this and other things. Will it go to marijuana? What is the status of marijuana in New York State? I've forgotten.
It's medical is allowed.
Is it legal?
For medical,
not recreational.
No, yeah. Cuomo was very against that. So I don't know. I don't know if what Kathy Hochul's going to do if she has a horse in that race. I don't know. But this is an important thing though that she's done with the to-go alcohol that literally kept restaurants. The doors open.
Yeah.
I mean, it was down to if it was a pizza joint or an actual restaurant that had, you know, fancy cocktails to go, or a pizza joint that would allow you to take a bottle of wine and get that delivered along with your pizza. This was a lifeline for so many restaurants. And then it ended in, I think, June or July in New York. Mm-hmm. And so now she's made this a permanent thing. There were no, I mean, all the things that people said, oh, you can't have to-go alcohol. There were no.
Why?
There was not an uptick. Well, because people think of drunk driving.
No, I understand.
There was not an uptick of that.
But,
no. I mean, it did. It really proved that there was nothing harmful that came, and we did this in New Jersey too, and it saved so many restaurants just by being able
to
pay that upcharge.
Parochial.
They're legalizing it now. Like that's one of the new laws in effect.
I wonder if Jersey will too. Yeah, because now New York has made it permanent. California's made
but
it permanent.
The parochial attitude that people have toward marijuana versus alcohol and tobacco products. It is that's the best word I can come up with. It's parochial. It's just, it's silly. Okay, one way or the other, it's going to, if you can't get it legally, they're going to get it illegally. That's what the black market is all about. So why feed that when there's a lot of tax ramifications to stuff like
marijuana? Well, a lot of people make that argument for sure.
18 after the hour.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we are at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is also with us with the social media trending items. So let's see, where do we start with Betty White's funeral? Where do we go with that? That's got to be some. That'll be Hollywood royalty for sure. What is there? What's the status? Anybody know what the status is of her funeral plans? Is it imminent? Sometimes when these people die, it takes a while. Remember how long it took? Well, there was a fight over Casey Kasem. I was trying to remember the last time there was a big-time Hollywood personal, you know, a person who everybody loved, and whether the people went to, do they have public funerals for folks like this? What are they doing?
Well, in the case of Betty White, the arrangements are being handled privately because that was Betty's wish. She was always somewhat of kind of a private person.
Mm-hmm.
We knew things about her. We knew her love for animals. People are suggesting that fans donate to any kind of cause or organization that she was passionate about or one that you're passionate about that has to do with animals. There's a whole big social media movement happening right now where people are sharing infographics and encouraging people on Betty White's what would have been her 100th birthday to make a donation in Betty's name to an animal shelter.
So yep. That's
we're doing that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Good, good, good.
So all even right, in death, she's still living the way she lived her life, helping animals and just bringing smiles to faces.
Yeah, she's always cool, cool, cool. I'm telling you, I may have to be in Los Angeles on the 17th, but I got to figure out a way to go and see that film. Because it just is the thing that celebrates her 100th birthday. And by the way,
or somebody, take your grandkids to the L.A. Zoo. Betty White is all over the Los Angeles Zoo.
Yeah.
She donated so much. Her name, her husband's name, were built on buildings there. I mean, they were huge supporters of the zoo.
She always had one of the best quotes. I like animals more than I like people.
Yeah. A lot of people think that. So somebody did the calculations of how many leap years she had in her life. Did you see that?
Yeah. So so technically she is already 100 and what, 7 days?
Yeah. Right. So maybe that's a way of
that math adds up. I'm
she
down.
Made it. Yes, she made it. Someone, speaking of funerals, Mr. Big, the funeral from... Was there actually a funeral, per se, in Sex and the City? There was a funeral. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was. Yeah, it was closed casket. They had his name on kind of like the screen behind the casket. And they had filmed with Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth in Paris. And a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe those were scenes that never were actually going to be scenes because there kept being so many leaks. So it was like, were they filming things that were never going to make it? Because even at Big's funeral, he was there. They just shot around him and cut him out of things to throw people off.
Yeah. He went to his own funeral.
Yeah, like there's just so many leaks. So there is apparently supposed to be a scene where Carrie finds closure following his death in this big moment in Paris. Well, that's scrapped.
Too bad because that's a bookend for their relationship.
You know, I just think business of you're guilty until proven innocent is way out of control. Is there smoke here? Is there something that he did, but nobody's proven anything?
Well, there's also people don't want to touch it. It's not also just guilty till proven innocent. It's like, we don't even want to be part of this bad publicity, so we're stepping away. We're just severing ties for now.
Yeah, I think that's kind of dicey. And it's kind of unfair, as a matter of fact. We're not only dicey, but unfair. Anyway, that's my thought about it. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJVShow 28 after the hour.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio said he will not cooperate with the January 6th commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make California the first state to cover all low-income state residents under its Medicaid plan, regardless of their immigration status. The state already covers younger and older low-income residents who are in the country illegally. Newsom wants state lawmakers to pick up the remainder. He also wants to help businesses and residents struggling from his coronavirus mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A student aid lawsuit has been filed in court.
A number of major U.S. universities are being sued for alleged antitrust violations related to the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. A lawsuit filed in Illinois federal court alleges the schools engaged in price fixing and unfairly limiting aid by using shared techniques to figure out applicants' financial need. Schools are allowed to collaborate on their formulas under federal law, but not if they consider an applicant's financial need. The lawsuit is seeking damages and a permanent end to the college's collaboration in figuring out financial need and awarding aid. Some of the 16 universities named in the suit as defendants are Yale, Northwestern, Duke, Notre Dame, and Columbia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a patient in a last-ditch effort to save his life. This procedure marks a first for medical science. Doctors at University of Maryland School of Medicine said Monday that 57-year-old David Bennett is doing well 3 days after surgery. The handyman had been too sick to receive a human heart. Prior to going into surgery, Bennett said, quote, "I want to live. I know it's a shot in the dark, but it's my last chance," unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go at 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan. Hey, the good news today is Kim Jong-il invented the burrito. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Good for
That's
him.
That's really exciting news.
It really is exciting. Kind of like, what's his face, inventing the internet. Al Gore, he invented the internet.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il has invented the burrito. What could be next? It could be that we'll find out that Bad Vlad invented a new kind of saddle that makes it more comfortable for men like him to ride the horse. Okay. Meanwhile,
you want to hear about the burritos, though? Apparently,
yes,
they were not
please,
called
Jennifer,
burritos
this is
in
very
North Carolina
exciting news.
Or North Carolina. What is wrong with me? North Carolina or maybe? North Korea? Easy one. I guess they said that Kim Jong Il, who's the dead dad now of Kim Jong Un, developed wheat wraps because of a food shortage. There was like, I guess. I don't know. Citizens were like eating all kinds of wheat wraps on television. There was a food shortage. And so Kim Jong-un, they say, has a meticulous interest in burritos or wheat wraps. and that that's like booming in North Korea. And so now I guess they do cabbage and carrots and yeah.
Of course they do.
He came up with the idea. But, you know, this just shows you how they're so in like engrossed in Western culture, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the stories that we always hear about Kim Jong-un, the son, is that he loved Dennis Rodman, he loved basketball, he loved all of these American things. And it's pretty funny that they even like steal.
But Americans are baddies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bring back over there.
Now, I want to follow up on something. You can always listen, by the way, to the full program. If you don't hear something and we may make reference to it, that's normally bad broadcasting because you shouldn't make reference back to something that people may not have heard. However, we get around that by suggesting that you can hear the full show all day, every day at djvshow.com, djvshow.com. So having said that, now you could go back and make reference to what Victoria and I were talking about regarding the new Walmart deal, where they're going to try to compete with Amazon in terms of home delivery by buying a whole fleet of electric vehicles like Amazon says it's going to buy. And then you look around at all the electric, there's an electric tractor now that's at CES, John Deere's decided they're going to build an electric tractor. They also have a new tractor that doesn't require a driver. All that very about as stupid as you can get. I mean, looking for the General Motors focus on electric cars. Everybody's focusing on electric cars except for one thing. There are, even today, not enough plug-in places for all the electric cars that are on the road. If you don't have a place at your home to plug the car in, then you're in trouble because they just don't, they don't have them. The airports are building places, parking garages. Where I was in Los Angeles at the hotel I stayed in last week, they have on each floor three places to plug in an electric car. You go to a mall and you'll find maybe a half a dozen places that you can plug your car in. But they're nowhere near enough. So when you look at how you know, the promises that are coming from these people like Walmart, I use them as an example, and also Amazon, they're going to have all these trucks and delivery vehicles that are electric powered. Don't hold your breath. First of all, they can't make them as fast as they can make regular cars because the chip, whatever it is that it takes, they're just not there. And Tesla has managed to grab, but they've produced on their own the batteries and things that are necessary, but the rest of the companies have to either buy them from Tesla or they got to find and build their own, which is no easy. You saw what trouble Tesla had making a battery, getting a battery that actually worked. And now, when the battery goes dead, you know, you're used to going to the auto parts store, go to O'Reilly's, and you can buy a new battery for $160. So, remember last week we were talking about the battery that's no good in the Tesla, and the guy was told he had to pay $22,000, so he brought the Tesla to the front of the showroom and blew it up. So, you know, I mean, this is not, I'm not speaking against electric cars. I'm trying to say that it isn't the end-all and be-all that everybody thinks it is, and part of the real problem is finding a place to plug it in. That's all I'm kind of saying. Am I right, ladies, or not?
Well, sure. Yeah, because, like, I live in an apartment complex, so where would we
plug in there?
A Tesla?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be tough.
No. So don't get all worked up. I know in our community.
You get a really long extension cord out the window.
Well, a lot of communities, like Los Angeles, is gaga over the electric vehicles. How many electric vehicles have they ordered for L.A.? The highway department and the police. I'm wondering what happens. You got a police car that's got electric power.
Well,
and you're chasing some
police
dude down
electric.
The road.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet. But all the like the community, the county, the city vehicles, they're trying to make electric. And there are a lot of charging stations in L.A. You could get away with it. And
well,
I think
a lot of
a requirement
people
that you have to have them.
Who early on have tried electric cars are trying to trade them in for gas models. And they're I don't know how they value. That's another thing. What's the I haven't asked my friend, the car dealer, what's the trade-in value? Because Teslas have been around now for, what, 4, 5, 6 years? How long have Tesla?
No, I think they're coming up on 8 years.
8 years.
Warranties. That's why the guy blew up his Tesla, because he had hit the
eight-year
warranty. Yeah,
right.
It was going to cost $22,000 for a new battery.
Okay.
But wait,
so,
am I remembering this wrong? Didn't we have a conversation with Nick Miles before, and he was saying that to manufacture an electric vehicle, actually is more of a carbon footprint than manufacturing gas
Phil, vehicles. See if you can find Nick, will you? He's at CES. Maybe you can call him and let's see if we can find him. I want to get to the bottom of that. That makes sense.
I mean, with the Tesla factory, that's battery powered and solar. So I don't know about that, but yeah, for like GM to start making electric vehicles, sure, that would make sense that if they're still using fossil fuels to power the plant, then yeah, that makes sense.
So what's the trading value? That's my big question. Now that I think about it, is you think that the Chevy deal? Let's say you have bought an electric vehicle and you don't like it anymore and you want to go back to a gas vehicle. Can you go to the Ford dealer and say, I want a new Ford F-150 and I'm trading in this four-year-old Tesla?
You can do that.
You can?
Take the 10-can Chevy Volt.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a Tesla and he basically went and did research on it, and he said, you know, he found a company out of Chicago that just buys up brand new Teslas that people literally own sometimes for a week, and then they realize they get it home, and then they realize that they don't want the bill to charge it, or they don't realize that it costs thousands of dollars to install the actual charger in your garage, and so they return them. And so he was like, yeah, he goes, I got a massive discount buying a brand new Tesla that had 300 miles on it, and he's like, It's crazy. There are multiple businesses now, and they ship them to you around the country. He was in Pennsylvania, and he got his shipped from somewhere in Illinois or something, somebody who bought a Tesla and returned it. It's kind of like how the iPhones used to be. iPhones, you could buy a refurb one. You could get hundreds of dollars off because people were confused. They would buy an iPhone. They thought they were going to like it. They didn't know how to use it, and they returned it within a week. So those get resold.
So can I return my... What do I have, an iPhone 8? It seems to be stuck. I've been getting calls, and I'm trying to retrieve them, and I can't get them. It won't. The screen freezes. What do I do about that? Who do I
throw it against the wall?
For an upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer, when I'm there this weekend, will you take me and help me find an upgrade?
Oh, that would be fun. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. I'll have to run to my Victoria to see if she approves of whatever it is that I've gotten.
I'm going to get you a jitterbug.
What's that?
You don't know what a jitterbug is? It's a phone for old people.
Oh, really?
That has like,
Did you get one for your father?
Two buttons on it. Not yet, but he's headed in that direction.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, they advertise them on all my favorite shows. On all the shows, you know, the old ones that I watch, like I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy?
They're always advertising the jitterbug.
Uh-huh. Is it the new, big button telephone? Remember when we were kids, they had the big button at home for the old people couldn't see?
This is ageism, and I'm offended by this conversation, frankly.
Well, then you should talk to the people making these products.
This has nothing to do with your age. This is just about your...
I've fallen, and I can't get up! And then remember the old bathtubs that Ed McMahon used to promote, the walk-in bathtubs for old people? Remember those?
Don't knock those. Those look fantastic. I would love those.
They do, but they confuse me. So you can't fill the tub up before you walk in, otherwise the water will get everywhere. So are you just going to be cold and sitting there until the water fills up? Because that looks miserable, too.
But the sitting up is kind of nice. I mean, I don't know. Anything that provides...
Great for shaving legs, for sure.
Yeah, come on.
I don't shave my legs, so I guess I don't need that bath.
You're missing out.
Am I? I have to remember that. All right, so how did we get from talking about electric cars to shaving your legs? Let's see. Do you want to retrace where we've been here for the last 4 or 5 minutes? The DJV download, we can pick up bits and pieces of the program every day. We have it available for you. As I said, the whole show is available all day long at djvshow.com. But then the download, let's see what the most recent one is. We're talking about Susan Lucci's latest business adventure with that new, the clothing line. She also has, wasn't there some other business that she had started beside the clothing line?
It was her birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that was why we were talking about. Okay, anyway. So that's that. We talk about Britney's conservatorship in the latest DJV download, Gal Gadot's apology for her image video. I don't understand what that was all about, Frank. I think I said that on the podcast. So if you want to hear our discussions and our reaction to each other's thoughts, catch it every day at DJV Show. It doesn't cost you anything. Or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
While we're in the car lane here, I see that NASCAR has rejected a sponsorship deal between Brandon Brown, a driver, and the cryptocurrency LGB coin, which is a reference to Let's Go Brandon, the chant meant to represent an insult against President Biden. Apparently, Mr. Brown doesn't like Joe Biden. And most of the NASCAR
nothing
people.
To do with him.
Well, no. That was this that the Let's Go Brandon thing started because it was at a NASCAR race and people were saying the other thing, and then everyone was like, oh no, they were saying Let's Go Brandon for Brandon. So this is the Brandon.
One
kind
sports
of like,
reporter from NBC has created this whole thing. So stupid.
And he had nothing to do with it.
So the crowd is chanting blank Joe Biden, and it gets interpreted as. Let's
the
go, Joe.
Reporter,
Brandon.
Who,
or
like, wow, yeah, listen, let's go, Brandon. They're chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and it was very clear that they were saying the blank you, Biden, and so everybody laughs now because it was "Let's go." She was trying to make it.
What is the matter with
Brandon.
People? Seriously.
But going back to this, I mean, LGB coin is literally like. It's Let's Go Brandon. Like, this is not an innocent, this is just a coincidence. I mean, this was done purposefully to play up
well,
to that
NASCAR
crowd.
Well, the NASCAR followers
NASCAR
not
said
generally
no.
like Biden. People that go to NASCAR are not
I think
fans.
It's just, it's, people think it's funny. I don't know.
It's not funny.
I don't.
It's not funny.
It kind of is, actually. If you watch
what?
The whole thing.
Blank Joe Biden? I don't like.
But nobody's saying blank Joe Biden. They're saying let's go.
But
Brandon.
that's what they are saying. And
but they
everybody
were.
Knows it.
But that's what they used to say about Trump all the time. I mean, give me a break. Everybody gets it. It's funny. I don't know. It's not.
It's funny. I think it's disrespectful to the president, pray whoever he or she may be. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now. It's Money Pit time. Monday. Money Pit Monday. Oh, I kind of like that. As opposed to Money Penny. Remember James Bond?
Yeah,
Money,
yeah, actually.
Money Pit, Money Pit, Money Penny. There we are. John, where did I go with that? I was thinking of, never mind what I was thinking about. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Airs every weekend around the country. A lot of people want to know answers to questions. We were just talking off the air about the fires in New York over the weekend and space heaters and how to be smart about if you have to use these or you want to use them in your home. There are two different types. There's the electric heat, and then there's the stuff that comes out of a small little, almost a little furnace, you know, the space heaters that we use in our garage, for example.
Yeah, kerosene heaters.
Kerosene heaters.
I can't imagine that in an apartment building like that, that people would be using kerosene heaters. But even the electric heaters, you know, there's the oil-filled electric heaters, which are not oil as in burning oil, but it's like oil as in just sort of a heating mass.
Yes.
I have one of those, and it looks like a little radiator, and it holds the heat because it has that mass inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the radiant heaters, which glow. You know, those are the ones that you can look at, and they glow. But regardless of the type of space heater you have, you know, a couple of things to remember is, first of all, distance, right? You've got to have at least 3 feet between your heater and anything that can burn. And, you know, sometimes that's hard in a small place, and people forget. You'd be amazed at how hot the surfaces get when they're closer than that. And the other thing is, electricity-wise, you've got to have the right size cord. You're best not to have an extension cord on a space heater unless it's the right size. People take a small extension cord, they plug it in the wall, skinny one, and then they plug it into the large power cord for the space heater, and then the extension cord heats up and catches on fire. So it's just it's a horrible tragedy, and like all tragedies that are caused by heating appliances, preventable if folks are more careful with how they use them.
Yeah, I think that you just made a point that a lot of people don't get. Unsophisticated people or people who are uneducated as to the different types of wiring. Kids, you know, today are pretty naive about how things are built, I think, in the main, how things run. And so they see, okay, they think all of these tension cords that are made are the same because they have two wires in them.
Right.
What else do I need to know? But you're, you know, there is a huge difference. And if you're smart enough to look at the UL label on it to find out what it's good for, what capacity it has in terms of amperage, right?
That's right. And, yep. Smaller wires can carry less electricity without overheating.
Yeah.
And if you have an appliance like a space heater, that's going to use quite a bit of electricity. And so everything has to work right with that.
Yep. Barbara, one of our listeners, says one of her bathrooms has a false marble bathroom sink and countertop with a few light scratches. She wants to figure out how to fix that. How does she do that?
Yeah, you can actually fix those. In fact, much in the same way that you could, like, touch up a Corian countertop, you can sand it with a very, very fine sandpaper. We're talking about, like, 600 grit sandpaper, 800 grit sandpaper, like an emery paper. You can essentially polish those scratches out of it. And then once you get the scratch out of it, if you keep going finer and if you finish off with steel wool when you buy steel wool, it has different grades. And the finest grade has, I think it's 4 or 5 zeros, but you call it aught. You say 4 aught steel wool or 5 aught steel wool. It basically is a pound sign followed by 4 or 5 zeros. That's super fine, and you can polish it with that and actually bring the shine back. So you can use materials like that, or even rubbing compound like you would use if you're trying to take a scratch in your car finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works as well, too, Barbara.
Isn't that great? That's kind of gritty. That has grit.
That's right.
In it. But it doesn't affect the surface of the car.
That's right. It has a little bit of grit in it. You can feel it if you kind of rub it in your fingers. Just a little bit of grit. And that is what helps to dig into the surface stuff, just enough to take those scratches out.
What's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast this week?
We're going to talk a little bit about attracting winter birds to your house. If you're, enjoy watching the birds as we do, what you can do to get those birds to join you and keep the squirrels away at the same time. Talk about some of our experiences with different types of bird feeders. And then we get into spaces, finding new spaces for the new year. You need a workshop, you need a maker space, you need a sewing center, all the places in your house that you can convert to make these little craft areas. We also talk about warming up cold floors, which are especially annoying in the morning when you hop out of bed.
They sure are.
And some tips on dealing with smelly sinks. We solved that one with a hack.
There you go. All right. All that stuff is in the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast. You get that at moneypit.com/podcast. Also, the Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. The bottom line is there's so much info, so much helpful information available, not just for the radio program, but all the service adjacencies, if you will, the podcast and the newsletter. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit, here at 59 After on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.